Disappearing Acts by Terry McMillan. Read by Terry McMillan and Avery Brooks.
All I can say is this. I'm tired of women. They're all the same. Once you give them some good loving, they start hearing wedding bells. Start thinking about babies. Well, I don't play that shit no more. I try to make it clear from Jump Street I ain't serious. I got enough on my mind right now without getting all hung up and twisted up with another woman. I've been out with some of the stupidest women, I swear. Usually, don't find this out until after I fucked them. What was her name? Gloria. Yeah. Gloria. She couldn't even figure out the easiest puzzle on Wheel of Fortune. I remember one night we had a pretty serious session and I had to go to work in the morning. But since it was election day, Koch was running again for mayor. I got up extra early. You voting today, I asked? I ain't voted in years, Franklin. You stupid bitch, I wanted to say, but I didn't. It wasn't worth it. One chick, I liked her a lot. Her name was Teresa, and she hated it when you called her Terry. Teresa worked at a bank, and not only could she cook her ass off, but she liked sports, and she gave the best head I ever had in my life. The only thing about Teresa was she wore a wig, and she had this squeaky-ass voice that drove me nuts. I don't remember what happened to her, to tell you the truth. She just faded out of the picture, just like Karen and Maria and Sandy and Amina and all the rest of them, all except Pauline. She was the last one.